Hi, friends. This is the last episode for the series for the year because we are actually wrapping up a very amazing podcast year, and I'm very happy about that. But this is the last episode of the series for the year, and I'm so happy that we got to end this on a very fucking high note because I have a very amazing guests, and I had so much fun recording this episode, and I hope you guys have fun listening to it because I'm going to listen to this so many fucking times because it was just so much fun. Like, time went by so fucking fast because of how much fun I was having, and I'm very happy that we get to end the series for the year. I'm going to continue it next season, I promise, but for the year we get to end it on a very high note, and this is how accurate our fact about zodiac signs, Taurus. The funny thing is, I don't know anything about Tauruses because I only ever knew things about Aries because I'm Aries, Scorpio because one of my like really close friends is Scorpio, and Leo because one of my sisters is Leo, and I think Gemini also because one of my really close friends is also Gemini, but like, outside of those four signs, I don't know any other thing. So, like, it's really fun for me to, like, use this as an opportunity to, like, learn about the sign while also seeing if the facts are accurate, you know? So, like, this was so much fun, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to the episode. Do you have a mic?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Ooh, perfect. We're twinning. This is actually the first person that has a mic.
Oh, no, I have a mic because my sister and I were going to start a podcast anyways.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want you to introduce yourself to the people who are listening.
Hi, my name is Amira Oromani. I go to Purpline and I'm currently in California, Malibu to be precise. I'm Nigerian. What else do you want me to say? Do you want me to say anything else?
That's actually really good. Okay, Amira, do you know much about zodiac signs?
Honestly, I have sisters who do, so maybe I know, like, a little. I can try, honestly.
Do you know much about your sign?
Yes, I know I'm a Taurus.
Yes, you are.
I don't know anything else.
Oh my goodness, do you know how I found out you were a Taurus?
How did you find out?
When it was your birthday, I think that was the first time I ever texted you on Instagram. And so I had to scroll up to look for it because I wanted to know what your zodiac sign was for the episode.
And then you were like, she's a Taurus.
Yes, exactly.
What's
your zodiac sign? I'm Aries.
Okay. My baby sister is Aries too.
Oh, how, like, describe her in like two words. Let me see if we're on the same page.
Okay. She's very, how like the word? I feel like she's more mature than I am. Ooh. But like, she's very caring, if that makes sense. She's caring, but like, she doesn't take rubbish.
Okay, yes.
She doesn't like easily open up to people. She's very calculative and observant. So yeah, I think that's the difference between both. Yeah.
I relate to that, honestly. Do you resonate with anything about your sign that you hear from other people? If you hear anything?
Honestly, I feel like anytime I like, when I'm on TikTok, for instance, and I see something like, oh, this, that, I'm always very curious to like see. Especially when I see anything concerning, like, my sign. So, like, when I'm watching the video or something, and then I just see that it doesn't even relate to me in any way. And I'm just like, really? Okay, sure. But sometimes when it does relate, I see myself, like, smiling and saying, oh, yes, yes. When I'm not actually, like, into, like, the whole astrology stuff. But, yeah, it rubs on me.
Okay, I relate to that too, because like, you know, people, some people say it's BS and some people say it's so accurate. So like, finding out that some of the things are actually accurate is so exciting.
Honestly, majority of the times, like when I'm like watching videos and stuff, my Instagram or my TikTok feed, like basically it's just maybe like funny stuff. But I feel like if I actually was interested in like astrology and all of that, then it would be so much easier for me to, like, say, oh, I feel like it's accurate or, like, it's BS and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, so how this works is I'm going to tell you facts about your sign, and they're going to tell me if and how you resonate or relate to that fact, and we're just going to keep going from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so the first fact that I have for you is Tauruses are very independent, but not above asking for help if they need it. You think that's accurate?
It's accurate, like it's 50-50.
Like, how independent do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10?
I feel like the concept of independence is starting to hit me now because I've just been in, like, this is my second half of basically being here in America. So, like, I feel like I'm more independent compared to the start of the year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so I'm more independent compared to the start of the year. Well, I'll say my independence level is, like, based on percentage, maybe, like, 60% or actually, like, 40 because I always call my sisters for everything, so...
But, like, do you think you have to get to a point before you ask for help, or you're just asking for help right at the go, if that makes sense?
Okay, it depends on, like, the type of help. You mean, like, when I'm asking, like, maybe family for help or, like, people outside for help?
People outside.
I have a lot of siblings, so it's really difficult to, like, say, ask, no, I don't think so. Maybe academically, yes, but anything else, I don't think so. Like, it's really, I don't see myself doing that. That's never, like, my first resort.
Makes sense.
Well, academically, always, yes. Like, I always need you.
So the next fact that I have for you is Tauruses are very emotionally stable, and they don't ever show that they're stressed out. Do you think that's accurate?
Yes, it is, actually. Yes, it is. It is because if we're not close or, like, we're not always in the same circle, you will never know I'm stressed. I do this thing where only my friends know that I say this, like, oh, I look like my situation. But people outside never, like, know, because I try to make sure I'm not caught off, like, I'm not caught on fresh and everything. But
yeah. See,
when I'm stressed, I'm stressed. Like, right now, I'm stressed. Like, extremely.
Because of school?
Yeah, because of school. I had midterms. Well, I have midterms.
You have or you had?
I have. I had, well, like, another one is coming up next week. But we already had the midterm for that one. It's very complicated. These people, they're very... I don't even know. It's okay.
I feel you. Wow. Next one that I have for you is Tauruses are very artistic. They can dress well, and they also have a very great taste in music. Do you think that's accurate?
I think it's accurate. For music, I'm not so sure. Like, my sense of music has been evolving lately. I used to, like, if anybody asked me, oh, what's your favorite type of music before, I would always, like, resort to maybe say Afrobeats or, like, do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I think I'm leaning towards R&B more because, like, it's getting me through my college after God. It's getting me through this college journey because I think so, R&B. So, yeah, honestly, I feel like we have great taste in music.
Can you draw?
No, I can't.
Can you sing?
No, bro, can you hear my voice?
Oh, God. Because, like, most people that, like, have a, like, good fashion sense, they always, like, do something art related, if that makes sense.
Well, not me.
but can you design clothes?
Can I what?
Like, put clothes together.
Oh yeah, I can.
You have something in the bag, so that's fine.
Yeah, I'm okay. I just can't sing. I thought I could dance, but most people tell me I can't sing.
Oh God. Okay, so the next one that I have for you is Tauruses are extremely hardworking despite any inconveniences. Do you think that's accurate?
That's extremely accurate on my part. I get stressed if I'm not doing something. I'm lazy, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to, like, maybe academic work or something I know I am obligated to do, then I'm very, like, very, very serious about it.
Do you hold grades to a high standard?
I feel like one of the major factors why I kind of do is because, like, I'm an international student. Like, my school fees is not beans. So I have to really, like, try to make sure I meet a certain standard. And having a lot of siblings, it tends to do that to you. Have that, making it makes you have that, like, competitive mindset.
Yeah. I feel you for that. But like when you were in high school, was it different or was it the same?
In high school, starting, I didn't really care. But like when I entered like maybe senior school and I knew that, oh, in order to like make sure I get into a good uni, I have to like, you know, focus on stuff. Yeah, that kind of played a role. So I think it started from like year 10, SS1.
Makes sense. Because like for me, I'm on the bandwagon of I hate school. Like I really don't like school, but then I still do well. So I just feel like I have the mindset of I'm able to do well, so why not do well? Do you think you have that mindset too?
When you were talking, I just kept nodding my head because I have that mindset big time. Like if like every single day of my life, and please, my siblings are listening to this, I do not mean it. But every single day of my life, I say I'm dropping out. Like I literally tell my friends, like I'm on the phone and I'm like, you guys, throw a dropout party for me. I am leaving college because it's very, very frustrating. But knowing that you can actually do well, why not just do well?
Exactly. That's the mindset I have. And then people are like, but you hate school. Why don't you fail? But I'm like, not really. I don't want to do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Exactly. Oh, God. Okay. So the next one that I have for you is Tauruses always fancy older people. You think that's accurate?
I think so.
You think it's because you're a woman? Because obviously guys, you know, guys and girls aren't really on the same level.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I obviously fancy people older than me. Like I obviously won't fancy someone that is my age. So not like that's a bad thing. That's not what I'm saying. But yeah, that's just my personal preference. Like, I just feel like you should be, even if you're 2 years older than me, that's the, you know.
I relate to that. I relate. So the next one says, Tauruses love to watch scary movies or documentaries. Do you think that's accurate?
That's a lie. A big ass lie. That's a lie. Like, that's a huge lie. Who told you this?
Girl, everybody that the Taurus says this.
I feel like maybe a different type of Taurus. I don't know where, which kind of Taurus I am. Or maybe I'm the trenches type of, I don't know. But I do not like scary. Like, I despise scary movies. Scary movies have traumatized me. See, in this my life, I literally had to sleep with a Bible on my chest for almost 2 years. Well, I'm not even capping with you.
Two years.
In secondary school, I slept with a Bible on my chest for almost 2 years. You can ask any of my friends. They will tell you. Because, oh, God. I don't even know. Scary movies? No, thank you.
So you can never watch, even if everyone is, like, raving about it?
Everybody should watch. I will go too. See, don't get me wrong. I'm fine. I will go. No problem. If we're doing a watch party, sure. But first, I can't watch by myself. Second of all, I'll sleep. I won't sleep on purpose. See, I'll be closing my eyes so I won't see anything. Then I'll just sleep off. Then at the end of the movie, I'll still be scared though, based on the screams and everything. But I'll be okay for a night or two.
Can you watch like serial killer documentaries? Like, oh, those ones are actually like real life.
You know, bro, I've been trying to like watch that Jeffrey Dahmer shit and I was like, no thank you, I can't. Like, I watched the first episode and I was like, this guy is scaring me. He's even like, he's not doing them what's the name of this thing, like he's not even doing them Conjuring kinny, he's killing people. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And it's just so scary, like seeing all those stuff. Like, maybe it's because I've been busy with like schoolwork and all. That's why I've not been able to like watch it properly. But it just gives me the chills. I don't know. I feel like when it comes to like horror movies, I'm very, very boring.
So the next one that I have for you is Tauruses hate PDA. Do you think that's accurate?
It's not. I'm a very touchy person. So I don't think I hate PDA. Or I don't think I will hate PDA.
But like, if you see someone else doing it, like some like 50-year-old women and men,
big time. big time. I would just be like literally, since they released that song, that Burna Boy song, Last, that's what I sing in my head. I'll just be like, look at you, people. It's still your breakfast, but if it's older, I'm just like, oh, yeah. But for like people like my peers and everything, seeing them do all of that, bro, you don't even understand. My roommate is Ghanaian, and she gets it. Like when we just walk past those people, I just like, Oh Lord, yeah.
Okay, so the next one is actually really funny. Tauruses are really good at stalking. Do you think that's accurate?
Does it apply when it's your friends that are doing the stalking for you?
I don't think so. Like, can you do it yourself? Or can you, like, ask good questions to get good information?
Yes, I can. I know how to, like, do it low-key. Like, I know how to ask a question in a manipulative manner.
Ooh.
Where I get, like, the full thing from you. Yeah. But like on the other end there's let me not cast myself. It's okay
Oh my goodness. But like, do you feel like you have like really good eyes when you're in person and then someone is doing something sneaky? Do you think that you can see them very well even if you're not like trying too hard?
I have microscope for eyes, my dear. I see things for a living.
Oh God.
I will catch you one way or another. And I will look. And I will continue looking. And I will figure out what you are doing. But I won't tell you.
I love that for you. You have to keep an eye out always.
Every single time.
Okay, so the next one says, Tauruses hate when people make plans last minute and they always require constant communication. You think that's accurate?
That's very accurate. I hate people that I see. The thing I hate most in my life is miscommunication. I'm terrible at texting, personally. But, I'm just casting myself. Okay, let me just start with the first one. The plans. I'm someone that's obsessed with planning. Like, I've already planned what I want to do like 6, 7, 8 months from now.
Girl.
I already plan like, oh, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. So knowing that people like make plans last, I will always cancel on you. Like when you make plans last minute, like I will always like, let me not say cancel, please, you people, if you want to invite me anywhere, invite me, even if it's tomorrow. If it's, oh, let's go for brunch this weekend, and to like, let's say today is Friday, and you're saying we should go for brunch like tomorrow. Nah, it's not gonna work. Tell me in advance.
Do you also hate when people like come late for something?
I'm always late.
Okay.
Like, it's a bad thing, but even my roommate's always saying it. She's always like, your lateness, and that's like her pet peeve. So, yeah, most of the time. So I can't really, like, I'll be
able to. Makes sense. Next one says, Tauruses hate repeating themselves. Do you think that's accurate?
Yes, it is. I don't like, once I'm telling you the gist on impulse, like I'm telling you and I'm enjoying it, don't say, it's not going to be fun anymore. You're not going to enjoy yourself. I will seem so serious. Let's not do that. We're adults. If you're listening, please listen. Yeah.
I relate to that. I also hate it, like, with everything in me. When I was recording one of this, like, series, like, one of the episodes for this series, I didn't click record for, like, a whole 10 minutes. And then I just realized that I didn't click and I was about to just die because I hate repeating myself. It was crazy.
I don't imagine if you did that. I would feel so bad.
Honestly, because we both don't like repeating ourselves. Oh my goodness. Because like now I'm like constantly checking if this thing is recording. Because if anything happens, I would just go on my bed and just choke for like 5
don't
minutes.
Worry, I've been checking for you.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so the next one says, Tauruses have a very strong memory and they will bring up something from a long time ago randomly. Do you think that's accurate?
Extremely. My memory is superb. Like I always remember. I always remember. Always. I will even duplicate that individual.
Do you like call people out when they do something that they said that they didn't want to say?
Oh, I do. But most of the time, they'll not come and tell you, oh, that you don't forgive and forget. Eh? I forgive, but I don't forget. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I can't forget. I can't. It's just there.
It's so funny that the next question is, Tauruses never forgive if you break their trust, even if they accept your apology. Do you think that's accurate?
Personally, I forgive a lot too. I don't know. I've not gone through a lot of betrayals in my life or any kidney. I forgive. So I hardly hear, oh, Amira, I'm sorry. Ah. Well, maybe it's because of the type of friends I have, so. But no. I don't know, but I feel like I'm the type of person that will forgive, like, easily. So when people don't forgive me, it makes me feel bad, because I'm like, if I was the one, I would forgive you. But yeah, everybody's different, so.
Do you hate when people beg you for, like, let's just say you want your space, and they're like, no, Amira, please, forgive me. Do you hate when people do that?
I don't like it, but the thing is, I do it. I don't do it like that. I kind of pester you, especially if we're very close. I'll be like, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, I don't like it personally. I don't think I'll like it. Like, when I think about it, it bugs me. But in general, like, overview, I think it depends on the person.
Makes sense. Okay, the next question I have for you. Are you scared of heights?
Yes, I am. But right now, I live in a very tall building in LA. So I can't even complain.
But, like, are you, like, very, very, very scared of heights? Like, extremely terrified of it?
I won't say extremely terrified, but I won't do what I'm not supposed to do. Like, let's say, jumping off a plane. What's the name of that thing? What's the name? Skydiving. Yes. I don't see myself doing that, because it's just going to make me feel terrified. Like, even that, what's it called again? Is it canopy walk or something?
Oh, God forbid.
God forbid. No. Mm-mm. I can't. So actually, yes, I'm extremely terrified of heights. Now that I think about it, I pray when I'm on that thing. Like, I literally pray, and it's all prayers of forgiveness. Prayers to save me.
Do you know the funny thing? You're mentioning skydiving, and I'm scared of heights, and I'm talking about stairs. Like, I have to hold the railing tight, because if I fall, that's the end. Like, first of all, too much shame for me to even stand up. And then I'm even scared of heights.
Really?
Very scared. Oh my goodness. Is that bad? And I'm tall. That's like the scary thing.
But I'm tall too. If I fell down in front of people, I don't think I'll be able to raise my face up or even like stand up. I'll just stay there. I'll stay there till whenever. I'll just be there. I'll just be like, it's okay. Just walk past me. Everybody should just go. I will come later.
I'll come at my own time. Just give me some time to process this.
I'll come at my own time.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so the next one is, Tauruses love hugs. Do you think that's accurate?
I love hugs. I'm a very touchy person. So yes, I love hugs a lot.
So like, people can just come and be like, hi, and then they hug you and you're like, yay.
Yes, so, but there is a but.
What is the but?
If I just met you, and you're not giving me, okay, obviously you hugging me already is already giving energy and stuff. But
yeah.
Maybe hugging our first, like, meet before we even have a conversation. No, I don't think that's going to work. But, like, after having a conversation and I know, okay, this person, like, you're cool. Or even if you're not cool and I'm just like, and you ask for a hug or something, of course I will give you a hug. Like, I don't mind all of that, like. Huggy, huggy. Everybody needs a hug.
Oh, not me there. I hate hugs, everything.
You don't like hugs?
At all.
No. I have a lot of friends that don't like hugs. Like, I force them. I even force them to tell me I love you back. It's that bad. I have a lot of friends that are not, I don't even know the word to use. What's the word? They're not, let me just use the word touch.
I relate to your friends. I really don't like touch, man.
I'm sure you relate to them high time. Like, high, big time, sorry.
Yes. So the next one says, Tauruses stay quiet when they are angry. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I stay quiet and I cry. I don't cry like, oh my God. No, I literally cry like, please stay away from me. I'm this close. Like, stay away from me. I'm this close to, like, beating you up. Like, do you understand? Like,
yes.
Anger tears that my eyes will be, see, you won't even see the tears coming out properly. It's just my eyes will be so red. And you can see I'm about to cry and I'll be so quiet. Like, you can see the veins popping and everything. So, yes, I believe in the quiet era. Because if I talk, I will scream. And I don't like screaming. I already have a loud voice. Don't make me scream.
I honestly relate to that. And people think that you're crying because you're sad. But it's like, no, I want to beat you. No, I actually want to deal with you. That's why I'm crying.
Stay away from me. But they don't get it. Only the cool girls get it.
Period. Exactly. Okay, so the next one says that Tauruses take criticism very hardly because they put in a lot into everything they do. You think that's accurate?
Yes, it is actually. For me, it is. Like I said before, like, I'm very, like, when I know I'm obligated to do something, I try to do it extremely well. Like, I take my time to do it. So someone else coming to see, I don't, like, dispute the fact that, oh, people are supposed to, like, criticize your work for you to improve. I love improvement. Yes, yay. I won't be anywhere without, like, improving. But just don't do too much. Like, don't come and use my work as, what's the word to use? Don't come and use my work as your scapegoat. No, don't.
Honestly.
Because you really do a lot to my self-esteem. Ah, it's, I don't.
It's not even very annoying. It's just like, are you serious? I've tried my best. Now you're telling me that I didn't do well enough. Like, that's crazy.
It would have been different if it was like, do you also mean like if it's the person you're supposed to turn the work to normally?
No, I don't consider that. Maybe your peers, yeah.
Maybe my peers?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Holly, that's so funny. Like, how did you even see my work? We must be very close for you to see my work, in fact. Okay, yes, be blunt, but don't do too much. Don't come and use me to do professor before I open your own ears.
Honestly, like, that's when I'll tell you that, oh, yours is actually ugly too. Like,
do you understand? That's why it's good for someone else to criticize your work first. Oh, no. Yeah, actually, for someone else to criticize your work first. So hear what they say and genuinely say what you think, but you can add small spice if you are pained.
Honestly,
like, I support that.
The next question that I have for you is, or the next fact actually, is Tauruses women can sing. It's so funny that you already said you can't sing, but I'm still asking this anyways.
Oh no, my dear, like I said before, you can hear my voice. It's not only raspy, it's deep. It's not only deep, it's loud. I promise you, you do not want to. Should I try?
Give us a tune, take us away.
I got this chip on my shoulder forever.
Okay. It's giving Adele. Adele, please don't sue me, I'm joking.
Are you joking?
Of course not. Never. Can you cook?
Does it make sense when I say I don't like cooking?
Well, do you like eating?
I can eat more than anybody. Give me anything, I will eat. Even give me rubber band, I will eat. I can eat anything. I can eat. But the thing is, I have a sister here, so I don't think I've actually been in a situation where I have to be pressured to cook. Do you understand what I mean? Like, my sister here, she basically cooks for me majority of the time. And when I'm in school, I use, like, meal points and everything. And I have a roommate and everything. Like, I don't have my own apartment and stuff. So I'm not in a situation where I, like, if I cook now, it's because I just want to cook. But I'm not obligated to cook at this point. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why I'm saying I don't really like cooking. But honestly, I don't think I do. But I know if I do, it's bomb. I used to have a food page, actually, but I deleted it. So, yes, I used to have that tiny, tiny passion here and there, but not anymore.
Wow. That's crazy. Me, on the other hand, I don't like people making my food for me. I just can't. Really? I just can't work at all. Like, it's bad.
So you like cooking?
it's not like I like cooking, but I just can't mentally take food that someone else makes for me. Even restaurant food, like, it's hard. I have no idea why, though.
Yeah, I get you.
Okay, so this is actually the last fact that I have for you. And it says that choices never... Yes, it is. We're ending the beautiful and amazing episode.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, I know, right? So it says that Tauruses never admit their mistakes. You think that's accurate?
It's very difficult. Like, see, it's like someone is ripping me apart as I'm opening my mouth to say... In fact, I don't even admit it. I just go around it and I'm like, it's okay. Everybody learns every day. I just learned something new. Yes, yes, you're right. But in fact, I don't even say you're right. I just say, oh, wow. Like, that's what I start with. Oh, wow. I thought it was this. And then I'll substitute it for something else and be like, But I never say, oh, my bad or my mistake. No. No, thank you. All you're going to hear from me is, oh, wow.
Are you serious? Oh, wow. Like, that's just me too. Oh, my goodness.
I thought. Oh, wow, and I thought. Those are the two phrases. That's the first thing I resort to. Oh, wow.
I actually relate to that, though. I don't even know why I don't like to admit my mistakes, though. Okay, I know why. My pride is too big. I can't lie. I just have to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Do you think your pride is big, too?
I don't think so, but I think when it comes to that particular, like, thing, yes, it is. It is. Honestly, I just feel like I'm a really down-to-earth person, so I'm not as proud as people might assume I am. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh god, I hate assumptions.
Like, people just automatically assume that, like, when, like, majority of the times when I speak to people, they're like, when I saw you, I just, like, frowning. Or let's say it's on social media, and, I'm actually, like, talking to someone, because I hardly, like, chat to people. Like, even when I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, there's no point, because nobody is disturbing me. I will open my phone, no notifications. So I'm just like, okay, no problem. But people just assume that, maybe I have this entire social world on my phone, or like, they're just, when I'm talking to someone, they're just list priorities, so I don't even like care about the conversation and all. So when they start talking to me and they're like, wow, I really thought, like, you sounded really calculated, like, you just, I really thought you were different and all, or let's say the same, or you used to give bad B energy. And I'm like,
For real?
But I feel like I should start giving that bad B energy, because at the end of the day, people will not be using me to catch crews. It's not fair.
Honestly, oh my goodness, I actually relate to that one. Okay, Amira. So basically, after every episode, I have a few questions for the guest. And today you happen to be the amazing guest. So are you ready for the questions?
Okay. How good is it on a scale of 1 to 10? And will I be confused when you ask them?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think it's like 10, because, you know, I don't make mistakes. And I feel like you're not going to be confused when I ask.
Okay, you can ask.
Okay, so you have a beauty page called Styles by Amira. Do you feel like being able to provide those services yourself makes you less likely or more likely to spend a lot of money on, you know, getting your hair done?
Honestly, less likely. I don't want to, like, sound cheap or anything, but I'm sorry. Like, the prices for hair here in LA is ridiculous.
It is, honestly.
And obviously, I still make my hair here, but I haven't been in a situation where I have to make braids in LA. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have to do that soon, because I'm in bantu knots right now. Like, I literally made my hair myself. Like, I have no problem doing my hair myself, but now that it's getting cold, the weather isn't exactly best for my hair type. So,
yeah,
I have to resort to other measures. So,
also, how is LA life? Because I think everyone on social media is like, I'm in LA. I look right, I see Bella Hadid. I look left, I see, like, is that how it is?
Bruh, LA life is actually chill, but, like, it's not as, honestly, me, I'm in Malibu, but I live in LA. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I school in Malibu, but I live in LA. Malibu is, okay, let me start with LA. When I'm in LA, yeah, you see a lot of celebrities. Like, this past weekend, I went to House of CB, and I literally saw the owner of House of CB there.
Ooh.
I didn't speak to her or anything, but, like, that's to show you, like, there are very high tendencies for you to like see celebrities or not. Like I have friends that have seen like a lot of celebrities, like even some celebrities from Euphoria and stuff.
Ooh. So
yeah, it's really easy to like see celebrities here. Then also in Malibu, like going to the Malibu beach and everything, in general it's easy, and everybody likes the baby girl lifestyle.
Of course, who doesn't?
And I feel like everyone here, like, I know, but, like, everyone here in LA, it's just, like, everybody has, like, a different... So, my favorite state in America is Georgia. Like, my favorite city is Atlanta. Like, I really like Atlanta because it makes me feel like I'm in, like, Nigeria, because there are a lot of black people, there are a lot of Nigerians.
Yeah.
And my sister lives there and everything. But, like, there's a difference. Like, you can see that the two places are different. Here... their everyday wear is basically Lululemon or Nike, like just maybe like just gym wear, and I'm like, oh my god, it seems so comfortable, but it's okay. But I'm not even gonna lie, low-key, I'm turning into that gym wear type of girl, but I don't want to, not yet, it's too early.
Do you enjoy going to the gym?
Yes, I do. It helps me clear my head. But I haven't been going lately because of midterms. But honestly, that's like the worst excuse because this is where I'm supposed to go the most. But I'm actually going to go today.
Oh, okay.
It's 5:49. Yeah. I like going to the gym. It helps me clear my head.
Same. But I don't go to the gym. I just work out at home. I don't like the gym, but I like working out to some extent for some odd reason.
When I'm in Nigeria or like when I'm in Lagos or Delta or I'm here in LA or Atlanta, I say I work out like sometimes. I feel like I work out mostly when I'm in school, but outside of school, you know, yeah, I just eat.
Oh, God.
I just keep eating.
Food is life.
Food is life.
Okay, so the next question I have for you, we all know that you have very amazing hair. So I want you to give me and everyone that's listening 2 hair care do's and 2 hair care don'ts. Let's hear it.
Okay. Let me think. Personally, when I have like braids on and stuff, I do like protective hairstyles for quite some time. Like my hair hasn't like braided since like June. So July, August, September, I was like on braids like throughout those months. And right now I'm just letting my hair breathe. So basically, just let your hair breathe at like particular intervals. My hair is not natural, but like it's just really thick, so it seems natural. Then just basically make sure you drink a lot of water. And I know people say that a lot, but I've been taking a lot of water lately and I always feel so good, like knowing that I've taken like 16 glasses of water today instead of the regular 8 that I was supposed to take. But I've seen like massive growth changes in my hair from the past 3 months just because I was drinking water and I was oiling my hair. Like, do you want me to like tell you like products to use? Cause
you can mention like a top one.
Okay, top one. I think it's called the Miel Organics Rosemary Mint Oil. Yes, it's so nice. Like, it's so nice on your scalp. It really feels good. Like, it feels really cool. Anytime you're close to your fan, just put it on top. It seems it feel like you're putting ice on your head.
Okay, can we hear some don'ts?
Don't comb your hair every chance you get. Like, try not to, like, stress it too much. Don't try to, like, mix too much orishi-rishi on your hair. Like, if you're sticking with one thing, stick with one thing. Like, don't try every product you find on your hair. Like, it's just, sometimes it's too much. So oil, like, builds up on your hair. And next thing you know, your hair is always very dirty.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And try to wash your hair when I'm on braids. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm a hypocrite. So, like, when I'm on braids, I hardly wash my hair also. But if you're not on braids, like me, wash your hair, like, twice a month. Wash your hair twice a month. And use only cold water. Don't use hot water. Your hair will be dry. Very, very dry. If you're using your shampoo, use lukewarm water. And if you're using your conditioner, use like very cold water.
Oh, I like that tip. I'm going to try it.
You should. It's a life changer.
I have braids in. I actually got them done yesterday. So like I have some time. It's a very long time. Yeah. So the next question that I have for you is because of the fact that you are a fashion girl and you have a virtual closet, right?
Yes, I do.
So, like, do you ever, like, look at celebrity outfits and then you're like, or, like, you're, like, very critical about it just because of the fact that you are into fashion, if that makes sense?
Yeah. So, honestly, I thought I was going to be the type of girl that, like, uses, like, inspo from maybe Pinterest and everything. But I just really found myself, like, evolving in fashion. Like, at first, I used to be a skinny jeans and normal, like, regular top type of girl. Like, in, like, 20, yeah. Before the whole pandemic. And then during the pandemic, I found myself liking, like, big stuff. Like, maybe, like, huge shirts and, like, big pants and everything. Next thing you know, I'm liking tiny tops and big bottoms, and next thing you know, I'm trying to lean on the femme side, like trying to wear like maybe boots and heels and like sets. And now I think I'm in the era where I just want to not go crazy, but like just be independent in fashion. Like I don't want to be predictable. Does that make sense?
Oh yes, it does. I like that.
I don't want to be predictable with the way I, like, dress and all. So that's why, like, my virtual closet really isn't about, like, it's not like other situations where I'm just, like, bringing out things, like, that are trending or things I see on Pinterest. It's mostly about what I would wear. Like, it's just me. So if you notice, when, like, my first post, like, what I said was, like, this is what I would wear. Like, I don't want anybody coming to say, oh, but... No, if I would wear it, it's my virtual closet. It's not an everybody mood board. Like, if you want it for inspo, amazing, perfect. I love that. That's one of the reasons. It's also there, but it's also for me. So, yeah, I come first. It's
curious.
Let me do the page. Let me
exactly.
So
the last question that I have for you, which you've already mentioned this, and when you mentioned it, I was like, oh, this is supposed to be a question. But you are the co-host of a podcast called, I mean, yet to come, but like you still are the co-host, called Convos X Cognac, right?
Yes.
Coming soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's coming soon. I know this coming soon has been months, but it will come soon. Please hold on.
Okay, so what do you like about podcasting that made you decide that you wanted to start one?
Honestly, my sister and I, Anita, like the other person that is co-hosting Cognac, we will be on the phone for like hours just gisting, like random stuff, just laughing, like vibes on vibes on vibes. And we're just like, why not just start a podcast? Because she was going to be like the only person on the podcast. Only for her to be like, Amira, I'm starting a podcast. What do you think? And I'm like, that's actually an amazing idea, because I'm the kind of person that, like, I talk to, like relieves, like, relieve myself from, like, stress. And I know I say, like, you look so good.
I'm loving it, and that's the funny thing.
That relieves my stress through talking sometimes. So that's why I like, is it podcasting?
Yes, it is.
That's why I like the concept of having a podcast. It just helps you. It's like meditating, except you're talking. Just
yeah.
Letting your emotions go through your vocal cords. Exactly.
Okay, but when can we expect the pod? You don't have to give us a date, but just give us a time frame.
When? I'll say before, depending on how this semester treats me, because I'm doing a lot this semester. So, and my sister and I were like, the time zone is crazy right now. Like, it's not as silly as it was when she was in the UK, but
yeah,
it's still crazy. So, you know what? I'll find out. It should be before the end of this year, I'm sure.
Oh, that's actually really... Funny thing is, the year is almost ending. That's crazy.
It's almost ending.
Like, this year just went so by. And
bruh,
so
it's fast. October already? Really? Damn.
Honestly. We'll be expecting the pod, of course.
Yes, please expect it. And your podcast is amazing. Ah, yeah, my role model.
Thank you. I'm one of those people that are like, oh, stop. Oh, my goodness, stop. But in my head, I'm like, please continue. Go on.
Please continue. Go on. You know you're right. I know I am. Continue.
Okay, so we've come to the end of the episode. I want you to drop your socials for the people.
So my Instagram is _ O-R-O-M-O-N-I, or Romani. My TikTok, do you really want to follow me on TikTok? I'm cringe. I don't know how to dance. But I think it's my name, Amira _Oromani.
Is that all the socials you have?
I have Pinterest, but it's really not all that. So don't worry about it. Yeah, but that's all I have.
Funny thing, I've actually never gone on Pinterest in my life. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Do you understand? Like, I'm always going there to scroll, but really, I don't really do anything there. But yeah, that's all I have, guys. I don't have anything else. Twitter is not really my thing.
Same. Oh my goodness, yeah. Same.
I'm very, very boring.
Girl, this whole episode was very interesting. I was already like sleepy, and then now I'm awake, and I feel like I'm going to make like 1 million TikToks with the energy I have right now.
Bro, I'm very, very, very tired like from today, but like just talking, I just feel so much better. So yeah, thank you. This was very therapeutic.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so happy that I had you on, and this was like kind of random because I just like saw your Instagram story and I was like, oh wait, I want her to be a guest on my pod. And look at you, we're here. We've done it.
Yes, we have. When you told me you were going back to school, I was like, no, I can't just say no. I get the struggle of school. Like, I get the struggle of leaving your podcast aside for now. So
honestly,
I'm just gonna free some time for this girl.
Okay, thank you so much for considering me. And I can't wait for you to listen to the episode.
Yes, please let me know. I'm so glad I'm here, actually. I'm so glad I was here. Sorry, I'm a very indecisive person. But yeah, you get the point.
I get the point.
I had so much fun.
Oh, I had so much fun too.
This is Amira signing out officially.
This is also Zariah signing out. Bye.
How do you leave this thing?
Wait, I'm going to stop recording and then I'm going to save it, then you can leave.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Oh my goodness, this was so much fun. I can't wait for us to continue the series next year. But I'm so proud of myself for having relatively okay social skills. Even if my guests, they really know the fucking thing and they know what they're doing and they are amazing. But I'm so proud that I decided to have social skills to keep up recording a, let's just say, 45 minute long episode. That's fucking amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm very, 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 very thankful for all the 4 amazing guests that I've had for my series, and this was just so much fun. I knew you guys had fun. You can't even lie. You just can't lie. But that's all that I have to say. Subscribe to the Zariah Effect anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Overcast, anywhere you look for me, I'm pretty sure that I'm there. Rate my podcast 5 stars if you want, and leave a review if you want. Look, I'm saying if you want, but like, I hope you get that. I'm telling you to do it. Yeah, because I feel like me saying if you want is like, oh, you guys can do it out of free will. Loki, I'm like, if you don't get to Apple Podcasts right now and give me the best review possible, we're going to have a problem. But that's all that I have to say. Make sure you check out Amira's clothing board and just everything Amira. I can't believe the year's almost ended. I'm so sad because like, what am I going to be doing when I'm not talking to a mic every week? Ugh, life is so difficult. Wow, I haven't actually thought about that. We just have to figure it out on the way. But that's all that I have. Love you guys so much, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. Bye!